Now, the rest of the story. Lucy was just 17, but the worst thing that could ever happen to her was about to. She had a summer job. In fact, she was there at work when she collapsed in a heap on the floor. One moment, she'd felt completely well. The next moment, an excruciating pain shot through her legs, knocked her to the ground as though she'd been hit by a cannonball. There was a doctor's office around the corner. Lucy was taken there. After examining her, the doctor shook his head. It looked serious, he said. A severe attack of rheumatoid arthritis. Lucy was stunned. Wasn't arthritis something that just old people get? Not always, replied the doctor. Sometimes very young people are struck swiftly and horribly, and it appeared that Lucy had contracted just such a crippling case of the disease. There was, however, one hope. On 113th Street in New York, there was a clinic operated by a Professor Schuster. And the professor was experimenting with a serum. The medication might or might not work, but it was Lucy's only chance. That same afternoon, the girl was brought to Schuster's clinic. By the time the professor saw Lucy, her feet had begun to swell. Her legs were paralyzed. No question about it, he said, rheumatoid arthritis. They would have to work fast. The professor explained that there were no guarantees. The prospective cure was purely experimental. Lucy would be little more than a guinea pig. Through a flood of tears, the girl exclaimed that she would do anything to be able to walk again. The professor nodded, smiled sympathetically. He would do everything he could. It might be 5 or 6 years before Lucy was well, but he believed that she would be. And then Professor Schuster told Lucy the rest of the story. His experimental serum was urine from pregnant horses. Now, Lucy said she didn't care. If it would make her walk again, she would take it. And so the treatments began. Confined to her bed, Lucy continued to suffer. Her joints and her feet grew larger. Her legs shriveled and hideously contorted, drawing up sideways and behind her torso. Yet even as her legs withered away, Lucy accepted Professor Schuster's serum gratefully, faithfully. The girl had been on her back for a year and a half, was almost 20, when she got out of bed and into a wheelchair. From there, she graduated to crutches, while wearing 20-pound weights on each foot. Slowly, the crooked, atrophied, paralyzed, pencil-thin limbs straightened and came to life. Then two canes, and then one cane, and finally 3 years after the dread disease had struck her down, Lucy was walking on her own. So much of growing up she had missed. She had never had a boyfriend, had never gone to a dance, but she now had the one thing she wanted most, her health. And as long as she had that, she could make up for the lost time. I suppose you will agree, when you have heard me out, that she made up for lost time. Indeed, everyone who has known her in the years since has marveled at her enormous drive. I think you've just heard where it came from. For the Lucy I've just described is the Lucy, a human guinea pig. Lucille Ball. And now you know the rest of the story.